Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. Not only did they pass the green light legislation, the governor signed it at night. Couldn't wait till this morning. Couldn't wait to sign it. Really put our face in it. And that's what we've been having to put up with from Albany for a long time. So I want to know from you your general reaction. A lot of texts, a lot of calls, everything's here. Here's a text. Sandy, New York is a lost ship and your vote does not matter. And that's exactly right. Here's another. Wait for people to start complaining that their utility bill is missing from their mailbox and mysteriously get shown as proof of residence by an illegal. All right. Can an insurance company even cover an accident by an illegal alien? I know that I am a legal resident of the United States and I would not be involved. If I was doing something illegal while driving my car, they wouldn't cover it. Okay, good point. Let's go to Dennis is next on a cell phone. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy.
Hello, Dennis.
What disturbs me the most is we elect these legislators to represent us. And now they're voting. The most recent poll shows that the green light bill was unpopular. It should not have been passed. But yet they put their party politics above the public interest, and they do what the hell they want. Where do we find out who voted for this so we know next time who not to vote for?
I think it would be on the website, the governor's website. Let's see, the Senate voted 33-29 and the Assembly. So I think any of those would have it. I'm supporting Mickey Kearns on this, and I think a lot of us are, because you're right. We elect them to represent us, and that might be a legal argument, too. In this case, they are not representing us. They are representing illegals, which should not be legal, which should not be allowed. All right, good point. Give me something to think about there, Dennis. I appreciate it. Okay, the next call would be Mike. In Grand Island. Mike, you're on WBEN. Hello, Mike. Okay, first of all, there's a delay, 7-second delay. Secondly, you're way off mic. I don't know where your phone is. Can I hear you?
Yes, sir.
There, that's a lot better, Mike. What's on your mind today about illegals getting driver's licenses?
Well, it's like everything else. It's beyond logic. You know, the one woman that said, you know, it's a no-brainer. Well, she's right. They got no brains. I don't understand. Are they going to go out and buy vehicles? If they're rich enough to buy vehicles, why would they have moved here?
That's a good point. And the question about the insurability, they insure the car, but what if the person used false documents? Because now they're going to be allowed to use foreign documentation as proof of who they are.
How many times have they already proven that was faulty, you know, was false?
And what makes anybody think that if they can't come up with documentation to get into the country, why would they be able to come up with documentation that says they should be driving cars here?
You know, they should have the CBP, ICE, there while they do this, and they can just start deporting them all, put them all on the bus.
Yeah, if ICE is there, I think they should be able to, and put an ICE agent in every Department of Motor Vehicles, I think the problems would be solved, because they obviously don't want to be on a list of people ready to go back to their country.
Yes, sir. And one last thing. Way to go, Mickey Kearns.
Yeah, I'm with you. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Mickey, for representing us. It seems like the only one we got in the state government. I mean, obviously, our senators voted the right way on this, but New York and our assembly people, But New York is a different ballgame. New York City is a different ballgame. It's a different country, practically. And all I want is the law to be followed. Is that hard to ask? This the immigration laws were passed by a former assembly. They were passed by a former Senate and a former governor, put into law. Those immigration laws have long-term standing. Now, all of a sudden, we decide, well, we can get 200,000 people in here, and I don't know how many of them are working legally above the table, but we might be able to find a way to get some revenue there, and plus we'll have a lot of friends when it comes time to vote, legal or illegal. I mean, what the hell's the difference? You're starting now with illegal can drive. What's next? Illegal can vote? I mean, really, what is next? I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that shows up in the next session. Because that's the way we're going with this thing. It is, as somebody said, a ship out of control. Mr. Beamer, you have a... I'm sorry, Mr. Beamer's on the phone. We have a lot of phone calls and obviously lots and lots of texts and Facebook. Let's go to Joe in Fredonia. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Joe. What do you got on this? What's on your mind with this?
Well, first thing you said is provide a water bill, but, you know, they don't have indoor plumbing where they come from, so that's kind of hard.
Might not have a water bill, but they can use foreign documentation as evidence.
Well, you know, you got to look at what can you do. I feel sorry for law enforcement people because they're going to be the ones that are going to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. And when it does come up, but do you remember the Planet of the Apes original one?
Yeah, I do.
Where Charlton Heston was getting watered down, and he said, "It's a madhouse."
Yep.
It's a madhouse, and that's what it is. Because there's nothing you and I, and every logical person in this state, can do at this point in time but sit back and laugh and watch and laugh when things start going really wrong, and all you can do is take care of yourself and people around you.
And we find out that the politicians don't care to represent us. They just care to represent their own selfish self-interest.
And it's a shame. Once it was a great state, but just like they said, you know, Dinesh D'Souza about the cart being pulled by people and some people that have a hard time in the cart, there's going to be nobody pulling the cart in this state. They're all in the cart looking for something.
Welcome to New York State. Toll booth ahead. Thank you. Thanks for calling. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Lots and lots of Facebook and lots of text, too. Here's one. I have to, this is a text. I have to jump through hoops to get my enhanced license. I had to bring documents they already have, plus more, and now they're going to give licenses to people whose identity we can't verify and with any amount of certainty. That's true. Sandy, I think if we convince them that's how we're trying to round them up, they won't apply for any stuff. No welfare, no license, no nothing. I do think it's a good idea to put an ICE agent in there. What's wrong with they expect 200,000 people to do this. If 200,000 people committed any crime in this country at the same time, don't you think we might be alarmed by it? Think we might worry about it? And this is coming from a guy who totally embraces legal immigration. I have no problem with that at all. I wouldn't be here were it for my grandmother and grandfather from Italy and my grandmother and grandfather from Finland. They hadn't come here, I wouldn't be. I don't know where I'd be. I'd be up in the sky somewhere. But the bottom line is I embrace that because they did it the right way. And it's not easy and it takes some time. It costs a little money. It's a pain in the ass. But it's the right legal way to do it. I wish politicians would discuss how to streamline the process. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
I would say good morning, but I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not a good morning, is it? We got kicked in the teeth again by Albany.
I told you, I hesitated to call. I got to stay calm because I told them, I don't think I could talk about this without swearing. What I wanted to point out, this is why they take every BS opportunity to take more and more of our Second Amendment rights away, because the Marxists that are doing this stuff want to do it with impunity and not have to look behind them or look around the corner or worry about it. When, for example, somebody like me, if one of my loved ones was injured or killed on the road by an illegal, I don't think I'm going to sit here at home for the rest of my life and think about it. I think I'm going to want to dress up like Rambo and take a tollless ride to Albany and find somebody who's doing this crap to us.
Yeah, well, we know who they are. We have their names. We put them there, not us necessarily. Certainly Downstate put them there. And it shows that they are not representing us. It's obvious from you, and it's obvious from all the Facebooks and texts and the calls we've gotten, and we've done five or six shows on this. They do not want this, and we got it anyway, right after we did a show about the things we haven't wanted but got. And I hear you. I hear your anger, but I would not suggest you do that. But I understand your anger. Thank you. Thank you, David. Wow. Now, see, that's the kind of thing that builds up. And he brings up the Second Amendment, and I'm a huge Second Amendment fan for a reason. It's our last defense, the last one we have. We have none beyond that. But that's a big one. But let's hope it never has to be used. My God, it scares me to even think about that. How I can't get my arms around that at all. But you can certainly understand how people could be angry. And I'd like to ask, who in the hell has more standing here? The people who pay the taxes, the people who vote, or people who have never paid a tax? If they're in here already, they're probably working and getting paid under the table. So they're tax cheats, too, and nobody wants to ever say that. When's the last time you heard an illegal described as a tax cheat? I don't, maybe you never heard it. Now, I'm not saying every illegal is a tax cheat, but I'm thinking if you are illegal, it's a pretty good attempting thing that you might be thinking about. Gee, I don't make that much money anyway. I have a job. I'm here illegally. I don't think I have to declare. Do you think the tax cheats are really worried about the IRS? The problem is the IRS isn't worried about the tax cheats. They're probably in number large, but in impact, small. But the bottom line is, guess how they put Al Capone in jail? Cheating on his taxes. They couldn't get him on anything else. The most notorious gangster I think we've ever seen coming out of Chicago, Al Capone. They got him finally on a tax sheet. And he died in prison with a sexual disease, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it drove him insane.
Yeah, it did. It drove him like he wasn't insane already.
Oh, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah, beating up a guy with a baseball bat on the head.
Doesn't that happen everywhere?
It's pretty logical, don't you think? Speaking of my contract.
I have an aluminum East in you.
Yeah, that's good. I want to know if it goes boing or thud. All right, let's see. Yeah, we have time for another call. Let's go to 1, 2, 3 right here. Let's see. This should be Jeff. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Jeff. What do you want to share with us today?
First of all, I want to share, thank God, for people like you who bring these things to light. Because, the thing about New York State that really gets me is that, I mean, I grew up here. I've lived here for a long, long time. I've been away from the state for a long, long time. I actually came back to get married and have kids, and because I thought it was a great place to raise your kids. And the thing that's really killing me now is I feel like I've done my kids an injustice unless things turn around. And I'm not running from this. I'm going to fight it all the way. And I'll tell you what, if these Democrats, if you go through all of this, everything that we've gone through with Trump and the injustice and everything with Clinton, all that, if we really do ever have another Democratic president after everything they have shown us, this country is screwed. We're done. So I'm going to fight as hard as I can to try to, instead of running away from this, I'm going to just try to enlighten people and try to make them see the light and understand what the heck is going on.
Well, that's what we need. We need that enlightenment because a lot of people don't pay close attention. And by the time they do, it's too late. This is just another example of them totally disregarding the will of a lot of the people. It only passed by the Senate 33-29. So maybe some of this is getting through, but the bottom line is it still got passed, and it is now the law of the state. So we gotta choose which law we want to obey and which law we want to break, and I don't think that's right.
You know, I lived in Arizona for 7 years, and the crazy part about Arizona, I love listening to the news that you guys just played, because this guy's saying, well, these people are going to get insurance, they're going to need to be registered. It's like, no, they're not. No, they're not. When I lived in Arizona, they made you get insurance for the uninsured, because everybody had to have insurance, but the illegal aliens were not getting insurance. You get into an accident with somebody out there, you just see them run. That's the only thing you're going to see, is you're going to see them run. So there's no way that the law can ever enforce this. How are you going to sue somebody that doesn't have anything?
That's exactly right.
They don't even have any documentation. Where are the lawyers in this? Where are the police in this? They should be up in arms over this, saying, how can you set this up? How can you do this? The hypocrisy of this state is insane. I have buddies that have been working for companies for over 20 years, and last year they were surprise drug tested, and they failed because of marijuana, and then they were fired from their jobs. Now New York State wants to legalize marijuana, you know, after criminalizing it and making you feel like you're some kind of scumbag because you smoked weed or something.
It's a good point. They seem to be at cross swords on issues like that. Trying to figure out logically what New York is doing will drive you insane. Jeff, I love your passion, and I'm sure you're going to do what you say. And when you do decide to stand, as you already are, stand up and for it, you're going to have a lot of people standing all around you, because I think this is this might be the straw that broke the camel's back. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Wow, Tony. We haven't seen that kind of passion in a long time, and we've had two of those already.
Yeah, it's been a while. People are fed up. I'm going scrolling right now through social media, the comments that I'm seeing, every posted on their own pages and whatnot. There are a lot of upset people.
So, Mickey Kearns, congratulations to you, Mickey Kearns. Stand up, and we'll stand behind you for whatever we can do. But, Mickey, think about it. Mickey Kearns has to defend taking the oath of office seriously when he raised his hand at one hand and put the other hand on the Bible and said he would uphold the laws of the land and the Constitution. Every public servant does that. But apparently when you go to Albany, you can disregard that. You don't care about anybody else's laws. You're going to make your own stinking laws. And if you don't like their laws, you're going to disregard them. Is that it? Are we a rogue state? Is that where we've gotten to? These clowns that come up from New York City and dangle us around like a string puppet? We don't want this damn stuff. Do you understand that?
I'm sure Andy will be headed to town with a cardboard check soon.
Yeah. Well, the next time he's in town, I hope somebody stands up. Yes, 30 seconds.
You know what's very telling? I mean, this is blown up on Facebook. And yet, so far at 10:30, no one has posted being for the law passing. Usually we have one or two people posting why they're against the president or whatever. Not one person for the bill on our Facebook so far.
Gee, maybe our illegal listening cum is down. I hope not. We'll be back with more. What are we going to sell? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I like the idea of an ICE agent being placed at each of the Department of Motor Vehicles locations. I like that a lot. And I don't think the courts would rule against that simply because of what we've had as legal, as standing law, when they scout out outside of a bar or any place where teenage drinking might take place. And they try and pick people up before they can go out on the highway and hurt themselves or others. So I would like to see that. Just the thought that there's an ICE agent in every Department of Motor Vehicle location would probably keep a lot of people from doing it. And this isn't like trying to protest somebody's vote where they say, oh, gee, I can't vote because I might have done something illegal and the cops are there. This is different. This is a different scenario. So do you guys like that idea of placing an ICE agent?
Love that idea.
And
I'll help set it up.
How do you make a court case against enforcing a law? Yeah, that's what we're doing there. They're there to enforce a law. What do you think of that, Buzz?
It's going to be interesting because we're going to see it, right?
We should see it. I bet it'll get sued.
I just hope that Mickey Kearns, in his instance, he doesn't back down.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like he will.
No, he's on record on this thing, and so are a lot of clerks, county clerks. But remember, almost all the county clerks were against the problems we've had when they went after the Second Amendment with the SAFE Act, and that's still there, obviously. But I've not heard this degree of frustration and anger for New York State in a long, long time. Let's go to 1, 2, 3, 4. It would be, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And though I am mistaken, it's not that one. It's this one. It's Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. Sandy, I'm a bit frustrated. And all this is leaving me with is questions. And I'd like to approach our conversation with a few questions and hear your rebuttal, if you would allow.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. They claimed, according to your program today, that they feel there's going to be 200,000 respondents because of this new law, and that they expect all of them to get car insurance. So my first question would be, if they have such disregard for law that they're in the country illegally, why all of a sudden would they comply with the law now?
Well, that's a good question. Where I got that information is advocates have said at least 200,000 people in the country illegally will apply for the license. Now, here's where the that doesn't surprise me. This bewilders me. They say it'll make the roads safer and push people who are driving illegally into getting auto insurance. What are they, nuts? First of all, do they know what auto insurance costs? It's expensive. And you're telling me somebody who's already driving illegally is going to suddenly change their mind and go and get a driver's license? And it's going to cost them a lot of money for insurance? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And then here's my other question.
Okay.
When bills are legislated, somebody has to author them. And as of late in the modern world, generally, it's companies or people employed by companies to push their agenda, or it's a lobbying group who actually legislation, and then they pay a representative to push that legislation forward. Is there any way that we can find out what lobbying groups were behind this legislation? And then secondly, who were the politicians that accepted the monies to push that agenda? That would be helpful.
Those are good questions. Yeah, obviously, you know what's funny is big labor, manufacturers and whatever, love illegals because it's cheap labor that you don't have to worry too much about the laws of the road, the rules of the road. Because they don't want to be deported if they blow in or become a whistleblower on their employer. So it's wanting to use those. The parties want to use them, too, as grooming future voters. I would bet you anything at all, David. I'm sorry, Dan, that if somebody got you into this country by passing a law that we're complaining about right now, you would feel you owed them your vote because they made you legitimate, at least as far as the law is concerned. So what they're doing is they're feeding our benefits to the illegals to grow their base and to grow their loyalty. And I don't think that's right. They're using them. That's all they're doing.
I don't believe so either. I have one question, and if you could answer this one, you're pretty incredible now.
I'm usually pretty incredible, so I think I can answer your question, Dan.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
You're entertaining. Now, as with the marijuana legislation in 10 states where it is legal, it is in definite defiance of federal law, and so is illegal immigration. So I'm becoming frustrated, unless because we are a representative republic, the states have the right to disregard federal law. Why does the federal government not enforce their own laws? I mean, they should be able to go into the states where marijuana is legal.
Which is 12 of them. We're going to be the 13th. That's a good question. It's their law. They should enforce it. It's a question I have not seen brought up as to, you can understand the verbiage about it, but we haven't seen them stopped. They're in 12 states now. They're 13 once he signed the bill, and so that's it. But that seems to be the magic number for states that want this. But look, we're seeing some things turn. I think the governor of Florida was patted on the back by our president because Florida passed a law now making it illegal in Florida to offer a sanctuary city. Now, it shouldn't have to be that way. You shouldn't need a special law. Sanctuary from what is the question? If it's sanctuary from our laws, they have no legal standing at all.
Well, I'm perplexed by this one. I'm disappointed in our elected representatives because they certainly do not have their constituents' best interest in mind or that of the fabric of the United States of America. Collectively, if we work together, we're a great country. And with the conversation you and I just had, what is happening, and I thought that it was interesting that you said that it was 13 states now because we were 13 colonies.
Originally, right.
Originally that grew to maybe what was the greatest nation in the world. And as smart as they think they are, what they are now doing is they're just tearing apart the fabric of our country.
Well, I'd like to thank you for two things. I'd like to thank you certainly for the call, and I'd like to thank you for finally, after all this time, joining the Republican Party. Thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye. Yep, we finally got him, Tony. We got him. He's on the line. Look, I'm reeling him in. Oh, look, he's wiggling in the water.
This is a trophy
one. I can see this. Look, this fish is so big I can barely get it out of the water. I need assistance. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get a couple of texts here before we go back to the phones. All right. Isn't it illegal for a business to hire illegals? So where are illegals driving to? Yeah, they got to be driving to work, right? Sure, that's a good question. Let's see. Sandy, and this is all in caps, what are we going to do about this? That's the question. That's why we're doing a show like this. What are we doing? Because the way it's usually done to protest, we don't do. Okay? You don't do it, and I don't do it. We don't suddenly put on a special shirt with some insignia on it, or we don't drape ourselves in the American flag and go to in front of City Hall and raise hell. We don't do that. We protest in other ways. We support candidates we think support us and things like that. We don't give to certain groups, or we do give to certain, but we don't get out in the street. You know, if certain factions of our country say we need 100,000 people in Washington tomorrow for this protest, believe me, they'd get them. But we don't do that. Tony, we don't do that. We don't go to the streets. And because of that, we don't have the visibility that the others have, although we should have it because we're paying for all this crap.
I'm going to go in the bistro and flip over the vending machine.
Yeah, something to protest. What do you think, Buzzy? We're not equipped usually to protest this sort of thing. We don't do this.
Because we have jobs. We work.
And since the Boston Tea Party, we want representation. Go ahead.
Yeah, we didn't have 10, 12 months to sit in a at Niagara Square for, what was the thing? What was the whole protesting Wall Street called?
Yeah, what was it called? It was
Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, that's not what we do. I mean, we'll go on here, and as you see, we have a full line of calls.
Oh,
the Facebook is lit up, so people are upset, but it seems like we like to voice our concern. We like to post our concern. We don't really go out there and make a huge scene.
We don't go to the streets. Let me tell you something. If it's a racial thing, they can have 100,000 people there. No problem, whatever. Any other groups that are organized, they can do the same thing. What do? We verbalize it, certainly. That's what we're doing now. We can certainly recommend lawsuits, which I think is the way to go, because now it's a law. So it's not just a, hey, don't vote for. And the final vote in the Senate was 33-29. And then Cuomo was so happy, he signed the bill at night. Okay? He didn't even wait for morning. What is that? You know what that is? It's this. Explain what I'm doing to you, Tony, right now.
That would be the flying finger salute.
Yeah, exactly. He's saying, screw you, the rest of New York. As long as I have the city, I don't need you. But he'll come to town. And when he comes to town, I hope some brave citizen calls him out on it and says, how in the hell do you say you represent all of us when it's obvious you don't and perhaps never have? And if anybody can actually get a question to him, that would be a good question to ask.
I think to answer the question about why people aren't doing anything, it's because we all recognize New York City runs the state.
It does.
They dictate. So we have to sit back and bite our lips and go for the ride.
I'll tell you, I would give almost anything to have Andrew Cuomo sitting in that chair right there, the same chair Susan Rose sits in every morning, and give me at least an hour with him. That's all I ask. I'm only a talk show host. He's the governor, for crying out loud. But he won't do it. He won't do it. When's the last time you heard him here? Never! How about never? He won't do it. He only goes to very structured things where he knows he's not going to have a tough time. He's surrounded by state police all the time. But the bottom line is, I think we have to learn how to protest from the people we're normally against. They know how to protest. We don't. All right, let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, I was at a breakfast this morning with senior volunteers, and after the breakfast, I talked to one of the ladies, and she feels just like I do. We're both angry, but I told her, like I told your screener, there is a way if we could just get off our I'm not anti-technology.
Yeah.
Get off your apps and get out to all your legislators.
Get off your apps. I like that. Go ahead.
I also think they should teach the 3 D's in school instead of the 3 R's. Drop the damn devices. But what I'm saying is what we should do is get to are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
See,
this is radio. I know you can't see my face, but
okay.
I'm looking right at the speaker.
Okay. I know you have little time. I think people should get up in arms. You know how they used to say, what a revolting situation this is. Well, why don't we get up and not, physically revolt, but get out and get to these people, get in their face, organize like you're saying. We should organize like they do, like the other side does. Get after these legislators and fight. We don't fight anymore.
Here's a posting. Sandy, when he passed the gun law, he called the rest of the state the vocal minority.
Right.
So that's how he refers to us, as we are the vocal minorities. But being the minority, he doesn't have to worry about us.
We show him. Get off, get to these legislators, all the legislators, and get behind Kearns. Why don't we stage protests, nonviolent protests? Go to the auto bureaus. Go to the protest at the auto bureau and have your license in hand and look at, there's restrictions on your license.
Well, we may have to do that. If they take any restrictive measures against Mickey Kearns, I think that's the time for us to go to the auto bureau, to the streets, to show our support for Mickey, who is supporting the damn law. Now we need a rally to get somebody to get somebody out of trouble because they're supporting a law?
Right. That's just it. Do their job. They take an oath, like you said. They take an oath to defend the Constitution. And these people just come in. I'm sick of it. I paid $79 for my freaking license. And these people are going to walk in and no documentation.
And now the license comes in 2 years. So you got to write a big check to get it.
Right.
Okay. Hey, I got to run, Mary. Thank you. Thank you for calling. We're back with more. Are you tired of being kicked in the teeth by Albany? Well, this is the latest. County Clerk Mickey Curran says he's not going to do it, and I support him wholeheartedly. We're back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.